Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everyone. Today is June 2nd, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and this show, Unveiling the Psychic Truth. I want to welcome any listeners out there today that are listening. I am your host, Courtney Overfield. Today, I have a lot of different subjects we're going to talk about. Normally, when I pick the subject for my show, like I've mentioned before, sometimes it comes from my clients. I am a professional psychic. I do readings. I do have my own private business. So sometimes my clientele tends to inspire the topics I talk about each month. But actually, last month, I came up with the topics, more guided by spirit than anything. They weren't actually influenced by clientele, but spirit kind of said, this is what we want you to talk about for the month of June. So I had this whole plan to talk about moon phases and how different ones apply to you. And I had this full plan to talk about inner vision and what that is. And then something happened yesterday. And this is what I mean by being affected by my clientele. My appointment book, is normally Wednesday through Friday, sometimes Saturdays. I don't normally take appointments on Mondays and Tuesdays. But yesterday, I had an onslaught of calls and text messages from clientele looking for readings or for guidance. And I actually did, take the time out yesterday to talk to, these clients, and I actually read some of them. And you may be thinking, well, why did you do that? You just said you don't take appointments on Mondays. Well, because of the energy that is currently in the air. And that's the topic I wanted to start off with today. Currently, Mercury is retrograde. I've heard some rumors, and please don't quote me on this, because I haven't had a chance to look at my own astrological calendar, but they are saying Mercury is supposed to be retrograde until about the 18th. So we're looking at, more than another 2 weeks of this energy being in the air. On top of it, we have a full moon tonight, and I believe it is in Sagittarius. Now, you might be thinking, okay, well, full moon, everyone kind of gets that energy monthly, and everybody kind of feels that. Mercury retrograde, yeah, we've had it before. What's the difference about right now? Well, the combination just doesn't work well together. Mercury retrograde is not always as bad as, people make it out to be. There are some good qualities to Mercury being retrograde, but a lot of people see the negative, and a lot of that negative energy is the lack of communication, which is not just in a technology point of view, and I will get to that, but it is a lack of communication between individuals. You may be finding lately that when you talk to somebody, you are not getting the message clearly, you're not hearing things clearly, others might be twisting your words, they may not be hearing you or listening. It might just feel like you're arguing with individuals more because communication is off. So that energy is in the air. Then you have its impact on technology. A lot of times when Mercury is retrograde, we have issues with cars, cell phones, computers. You name it, you will probably, hopefully not have a problem with it, but it can happen. TVs. I came home yesterday I have a double monitored desktop computer in my home, which I'm actually currently looking at. And my husband likes computer games. I have no problem with that. I came home yesterday to check my emails, and right when I sat down, all of a sudden his game opened up and wanted to start playing. And I'm like, what the? Especially because I had clicked no buttons. All I did was wave the mouse to kind of wake up the screens, and his game started loading and playing, and he wasn't home. It just goes to show that the energy that's kind of out there currently is impacting everyone. And that combined with this full moon in Sagittarius, the sign of Sagittarius, Sagittariuses tend to have a little bit more stubbornness to them. I'm not saying that they're stubborn all the time. They just really can have that stubborn trait. And if you take the energy of Sagittarius overall, it can be a little hard-headed, a little stubborn. You know, when push comes to shove, they can stand their ground. So you add this energy of lack of communication with the energy of a full moon that just so happens to be in a sign that happens to have stubborn traits to it. And when you have the mixture of what I would call a bad can of soup. So this energy is really impacting people right now. And the reason why I read yesterday and I took clients yesterday was because I have so many calls of individuals being impacted by this energy. Normally when Mercury is retrograde, I will get, my clientele will rise. And sometimes around the full moon, my clientele will rise, but nothing like it's been this last week. And it actually concerns me. Most people might be like, well, you know, you got a rise in clientele, more business, that's great. But for me, I actually don't look at it that way. I look at it as I'm very concerned, especially because I've talked to so many people who are having some type of ordeal or struggle right now, even my own family. And these struggles are coming up out of the blue. Anything from a court date not going well to the front end of a vehicle falling off to receiving a phone call, you know, from the doctor, hearing that tests are abnormal and you know, surgery might be, you know, needed, to CPS agents being involved in a case that's already closed, to you name it, I've heard it over the past few days. I mean, these are extreme things. And it really concerns me because I never, ever want to see a client suffer. I never want to see somebody suffer, especially with something, you know, horrific. And these things are not super horrific, but these are impacting people. And it is causing struggle and strife and this almost like a dark cloud over everyone. Everybody kind of feels that cover. So the reason why I wanted to bring this up today, for a couple of reasons. There are some things you can do to combat this energy. And this is some of the advice that I've given some of my personal clientele, and this is some of the advice that I would like to throw out there and I would like to give to you guys. Stones are a great thing. I actually had a show in the past about stone energy and how it works. Every stone has a natural vibration, and that vibration has a natural purpose. So a lot of your black stones, your onyxes, jets, black obsidians, black tourmalines. Hematite is more of a silver, but you can use hematite. Some people like smoky quartz. It's got that smoky color to it, even though it's a little bit more clear. But any of your darker stones would be perfect to carry on you at this point in time. Why? Because it's going to absorb all of that tension, all of that negativity, and all of that energy that's kind of filtering around. If you don't have any of these types of stones, then maybe go to your local, you know, psychic store, or you can check out, you know, your local metaphysical store. I know you can order them online. If you're local in Michigan, I'm actually in the Westland area, but I know that there's other stores around as well. You know, most of these stones, you can get a small one that will average you $1 or two, maybe $5 the most, depending on the size. Excuse me. But carry it in your pocket. When you get it home, you know, dip it in a little bit of salt. You can even use table salt just to clean off any energy that it's picked up so far. Carry it in your pocket. It will help kind of dispel this energy of Mercury retrograde and the full moon. I know that some people out there actually, you know, make kits or herbal blends, things like that. Right now in my office, I actually have a moon phase kit. It actually helps you connect with every single moon phase that is out there, and it teaches you what each moon phase can do for you. and it would help an individual connect to the full moon right now and do those manifestations rather than continue to pick up the other side of the energy that's unwanted. So you definitely, just some advice for those people that really want to kind of combat that energy out there right now. So I just wanted to talk about that for a short period of time, just because, like I said, I'm very concerned about clientele right now. I'm very concerned about people out there who are dealing with this energy, who are feeling very impacted, just feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, this issue just popped up out of the blue, and how do I handle this? So that is just very concerning. I care more about my clientele than I do anything else. Obviously, I do love my husband. He knows he's my first priority, but I love my job and I love what I do and I love helping people. And it really impacts me and concerns me when I have a lot of clientele who are coming to me and dealing with multiple issues or hardships that is hard. I'm always here to help guide and help offer that advice. And I really, truly try to be there for everyone. But it's hard to see people suffer. That is just hard. And I just really don't want to see people do that right now. So that's why I'm offering this advice, and that's why I want to talk about this. But moving on to the next section. I've been posting on my Facebook the last couple of days about discounts and sales. And I wanted to talk about that. Normally, I do offer a discount in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you actually go in there and you take a look at my ad, I usually have a discount in there. Yes, I do have a running discount for the month of June. I think if I'm right, it was $5 off your total purchase. But June just so happens to be my birthday month. And because it's my birthday month, I just kind of wanted to throw out some exciting stuff. Because what better way to celebrate someone's birthday than to celebrate with everyone else? So I want to talk about an upcoming class and a sale day that I have going on. Saturday, June 27th, from 10 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, I will be taking clients out by appointment only. When you book your appointment, you are more than welcome to either come in for a reading, book a service, or you can do some shopping, and everything will be on sale. My kits, my jewelry, my handmade jewelry, everything will be on sale. All of my readings will be on sale, and all of my services will be on sale, including house blessings, spiritual cleansing, spiral healing sessions, you name it, it's on sale. If you, however, want to book a session that day for another day. Say you come in and you go, well, I want a spiritual cleansing, but I can't do it today. Can I book it for next week? I will still honor that discount. So you can come in all of the 27th. I highly recommend you call and book an appointment. I usually am by appointment only. And the thing is you want that appointment so that way you know you're guaranteed a spot. And you can come in and take advantage of these discounts. I also will have a class going on that evening, and it will be a moon phase and ritual class. This class is 2 hours long, and the cost is $25. So you're getting a major discount on the class. And we will be discussing all of the moon phases, how to work with them, what they represent, what type of energy you can manifest. We'll be talking about what the moons mean in different signs. Like I talked about Sagittarius. It's a great time for traveling and so forth, but it's also a stubborn time. We'll be talking about the meanings of each moon, each full moon, and we will also be talking about how to do certain meditations or rituals to kind of access that moon energy. So there's a lot that you're going to be learning in this class, and this class can be for anyone. It can be for the average psychic. It can be for the person who just goes, you know what, I stare at that moon every single month and I don't know how to work with it. How do I work with it? And there's a limited amount of availability for this class. So if you are in the area and you would like to take this class, I highly recommend you sign up as soon as possible. The only way to hold your spot is to prepay. So once again, June 27th, and from 10 to 7, I will be taking appointments and offering sales and discounts from 7 to 9 p.m. this class, that Saturday night. For the whole rest of the month, I want to offer this. If you are listening to my show, no matter where you are, whether you're out of state, in state, overseas, and you call and you book a reading with me or a session, or you happen to visit my Facebook and you see something that you like, I will offer you $5 off any reading. Any reading. And I'm going to tell you how to do this too. If you see any product online that you like, whether it be one of my kits on Divine Temperance on Facebook, my jewelry, anything along those lines, I'll offer you 15% off for the whole month of June. Now, how do you go about getting these deals? Well, you're only getting them through this radio show. So if you're listening live right now or you go back and listen to the archive, you're in luck. Because I'm not offering this to anybody but who listens to my radio show. So how do you get the 15% off or the $5 off any reading? Well, I'm going to tell you. When you call to book your session, or you call to order, I want you to mention that you listen to my radio show for the month of June, and you heard me talk about the summer solstice. And the moment you tell me summer solstice, I'm going to know you listen to this show. And why is the summer solstice so important? Well, it's my birthday. So that's one of the reasons why I want you to mention that. I'm also going to talk about the summer solstice and what that can do for you, too, for this month. But $5 off any session. So if you get a 15-minute reading with me for June, that makes your reading price $20. And if you get a larger session, you can still take that $5 off. And if you see anything online you would like to order, or you, even if you decide to come in and you tell me, I'll still honor it. And you can have 15% off of your purchase one time only. So, and I will honor this for the whole month of June. You can only use the discount once, but anybody can use it throughout the whole month of June. And you can also come back on June 27th for all those deals. Okay, so let's move on. Summer solstice is actually June 21st. It just so happens to fall on my birthday. Now, I happen to love this day of the year. Not because it's my birthday, because of what it represents. Now, for those of you going summer solstice, actually, I was born on the hottest day of the year, the longest day of the year, and underneath a full moon, and on the summer solstice. So that's how my birth went. I feel bad for my mother, especially because she was in labor with me for so long. I didn't want to come out. I was warm and cozy, and I was like, I'm not going back. But moving on, the summer solstice, what is that? So the summer solstice represents the longest day of the year. And what does that mean? It means that it's the day with the most light hours. So you guys will notice that lately it's been light out longer and longer and longer. Around June 21st, sometimes it falls on the 20th, but most often it's the 21st. It'll be the longest day of the year. It'll be light out until about 9, maybe 10 o'clock at night. And we will have an extreme amount of light hours compared to dark. After this summer solstice, it'll start to dissipate. We'll be working our way into the fall, so our days will start getting shorter and shorter and shorter again. So what does this day represent? Well, it represents light. In the Wiccan or the pagan culture, it actually represents Litha. And what Litha is, the celebration of the light, the celebration of positive energy, the celebration of joy and happiness and extreme manifestation and bringing on, your intuition in full force, bringing on that power, that good positive vibe. It has a lot of meanings. And what can that day do for you? Well, it depends. Are you working on your intuition right now and you're feeling like you just need to kind of kickstart it, almost like you need a power jump on the vehicle? Then that day would be perfect for you to kind of reach in and work with that vibration and pull your intuition forward. Do you have a lot of negativity going on? That would be a perfect day to do a cleansing or purification for yourself, or maybe book a session for a cleansing. Do you feel like everything's kind of stagnant. Well, then that would be a perfect day to connect to that energy and kind of fill everything up. Find your flow, find your rhythm. It is one of the most powerful days of the year, and it has been one of the most powerful days of the year for a very long time. The pagan culture and religion has been on this earth for a very long time. And over all of these years, I mean, you got to look at maybe the last 500 to 1,000 years, maybe even longer than that, they have been worshiping what is a better word for that? They have been working with this day every single year because it's such a potent day of light. And don't we need light in our lives? What would we do without the light? We need that light. We need it to survive, just like vitamin D in the sun. But we also need it to fill our hearts and to keep us going and keep us positive. We need it to help us find the courage and the confidence to find joy and happiness in our daily lives or in our lives in general. So the summer solstice is a really great holiday to work with. Now, some pointers to work with it. Is there any gardeners out there? I actually have flower pots filled with herbs sitting on my balcony right now. But if you're here in Michigan, you know that we just got a stack of rain. So I actually have to keep filtering out the water in my flower pots because we got rain over the weekend and everything flooded. So, but anyways, anybody have any gardens out there? Go out in your garden on this day and absorb that light energy. Work with your plants. Talk to them. Feel that vibration and that energy coming from the sun, coming from the plants and the trees. It's that vibration will be everywhere. If you're locked inside on that day and you can get your hands on a candle, burn a red, orange, or yellow candle. Some people will do pink or white too. It's to represent that solar energy and that bringing out of that happiness, that purity. Go for a walk. If you can get outside, go enjoy a walk. Walk outside, walk outdoors, enjoy that light. Do a fun activity with the family. There's so many different ways that you can recognize this energy and welcome it to you. So, and you know what? Even if maybe you are super busy that day, because I know there's a lot of graduation parties and a lot of things coming up for the summer, take 5 minutes. If it's in the morning before you hop in the shower or the evening before you go to bed, just to recognize that energy and thank it for being there and ask it to bless you, to be part of your life because you want to bring on that light, because you want to bring on that positive energy and you want to keep it going in your life. So there's nothing wrong with, even if it's 5 minutes, I tell my students all the time, if you don't have time to sit down and do a full ritual, or you don't have time to do spell work, or you don't have time, you know, you have 5 minutes. I guarantee you have 5 minutes, whether it's when you're in the shower, you're putting your makeup on, you're getting dressed, 5 minutes to look around and thank the universe for what's going on, for what you have, for your blessings. And, you know, no matter what culture or religion you come from, it doesn't matter. That summer solstice day still means something. It means that it is a day, of pure light. And no matter what you practice and no matter what you believe in, everyone believes in light. Everyone believes in good, positive energy. And this is a day to kind of recognize that and be thankful for it. So that is what the summer solstice is. That is what's coming up on the 21st. And like I said, if you mention the summer solstice to me when you come in or you call to book a reading or a session, you will get a discount. So, and I will definitely honor that for the whole month of June. As of July 1st, it's gone. You can only use the discount once. So if you come in once and use the $5 off, that's the only time you can do it. And if you come in and use the 15% off, you can't combine the two. So, but, you know, you can get $5 off any session and 15% off any purchase of stones or jewelry kits, so forth and so on. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I hope people take advantage of it. So back to my original topics for today's show. I wanted to talk a little bit about the moon phases and inner vision. So if any of you guys go to bodymindspiritguide.com, we post the guide on there every single month. And you are able to kind of go through and read all the articles and so forth and so on. If you are here local in Michigan, we drop off the guide at 1,400 locations in Southeast Michigan, for anywhere from Ann Arbor to St. Clair Shores, downriver, you name it, we drop it off. A lot of times at your local libraries, health food stores, metaphysical stores, and so forth and so on. If you can't get your hands on a physical guide and you live out of state, then I highly recommend you check out the website. Or you can actually subscribe to the guide, and you can have it mailed to your door every single month. But moving on, I published an article in the guide about inner vision for June. Now, what is inner vision, and why did I do this? Last month, I joined the owner of the guide, Penny Golden, on Body, Mind, Spirit News Show, because that show is... that show revolves around the staff of the guide. And we talk every month about what's going on in the guide, upcoming events, and so forth and so on. To make a long story short, yes, I do work for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. Actually, I'm the producer for the radio station. But moving on, we got into the subject about inner vision on the show. So Penny told me, hey, you know a lot about this. Why don't you write an article about it? So I did. And it got published in the June issue, and I was very excited to see it out. Why? Because sometimes as a writer, when you sit down, you have this like idea in your mind, and you're like, this is how it's going to be. This is how I'm going to write it. Yeah, it doesn't end up like that. Sometimes spirit or the universe kind of takes over, and they're like, hey, it's going to come out like this. And that's kind of what happened. So the article came out completely different than I intended. And I was perfectly okay with that. But I talked a lot about inner voice and what that was. And what is your inner voice? Well, how many of you guys out there meditate? A few of you. A few of you have at least heard of it, or at least most of you have heard of it. Meditation, a lot of people always assume, is to quiet the mind. You sit down, you quiet your mind, you release that stress, you get rid of it, you clear it out of your system. But what most people don't realize about meditation is it's also a time to listen to your inner voice. And your inner voice may be your own personal intuition. It may be spirit or the universe, God, goddess, who, ever you practice with, coming through to talk with you. It may be your personal spirit guides, animal totems, angels, or ancestors. Your inner voice is that capability to listen within yourself. And why is that so important? Most people get their confidence, their courage, their self-esteem from outside sources. When's the last time you went and seen a movie? When you left that movie, what did you think? Were you inspired by it? Did you feel something about it? What about the last time you read a book? Did you put that book down and go, you know what, that woman in there was so, she had so much courage. She could take on a village. I don't want that courage. I'm going to find that courage within me. What about the last time you went and took a class and you left there feeling great, like you had learned something completely new? Or what about the last time you watched a commercial and you're like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. I'm going to go buy it right now. I can tell you every time I see an ice cream commercial, Dairy Queen commercial, I'm like, honey, honey, how is the Dairy Queen? They make those commercials look so good. But the point of the matter is most people in society nowadays, we get a lot of our passion, a lot of our courage and confidence, and a lot of our influence from outside sources, from movies and books and television, from the people that are around us. You ever notice that you're around somebody who talks a certain way and you happen to start to pick up their language, or you happen to start picking up a catchphrase? I have a good friend of mine who always likes to say the phrase, not my circus, not my monkeys. She has a large family, and sometimes she'll always say, you know, I always want to say that they're not my circus, not my monkeys, but they're my family. So she says this phrase so often that it's actually caught on with me, to where a few weeks ago I actually caught myself saying it to a client. And I actually kind of laughed because I thought, I didn't even realize I picked that up. And it's actually a kind of a cute quote, so I don't mind using it. But it's just the point. We take all of our influences from the outside of us, or at least most of them. You know, I have a lot of people who will come to me and say, you know, when I was a little girl or when I was a child, I had, you know, my psychic capabilities. And I don't understand why growing up I just don't have them anymore. I don't access them anymore. It's because society teaches us that it's wrong, that it's not acceptable in the way it should be, and so that we learn to shut it off. That's the way I grew up. I had it every single day, and when my grandfather died and I was put into therapy and so forth because they thought that I was grieving, extremely grieving, I learned to keep my mouth shut, and I was very young at that age. I just felt like it wasn't going to be accepted by my family, and therefore, I didn't talk about it. But we learn so much from society, and we learn so much from the people around us, that sometimes we forget to take our passions and our courage, our confidence, our self-esteem from the one thing that truly matters, and that's us. We are the creators of our own destiny. We are the creators of our own thoughts, our feelings, our actions, our reactions. I say that all the time to clientele. Well, I can't change that. Really? You may not be able to change those circumstances right now, but you can change how you feel about it, how you react to it, how you move around this issue or how you handle this issue. You control that. You. So where should you be getting your passion and your influence from? You. You. Your inner voice, that voice that lays in the back of your mind, in the back of your heart, going, hi, I'm here. I come from the highest place of good. I come from the universe. I come from God. I come from spirit. I come from this potent place of healing, love, and light. And I am here to help you stay on your path, to feel guided in the right direction. Also here to help give you wisdom and advice when you ask for it. I'm here to give you courage when you feel like you can't get up. I'm here to give you confidence when you need it the most. And when you feel like you're at the end of your rope and you're not feeling love from any place around you, I'll be here to pour it right back into you. Because if you feel like no one loves you, I do. I love myself. And that's enough for me. That inner voice has been there since the day you were born, and it will be there even when you pass from this earth. It is what you should be taking your influence from. I'm not saying that people can't offer great advice around you, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be inspired by the things that you come into contact with, but I think that we should all start within ourselves and be inspired by ourselves. I think that we shouldn't lose that. Have a healthy mix of the both. Be inspired by something great around you, but also know that you have every right to inspire yourself and to carry yourself forward. You have every right to live out your dreams and your own manifestations, and you have every right to achieve your goals. The only one who will ever stop you is you. And the only one who ever will stand in your way is you. So this is what my article was about for June. But I think it's a great time to talk about inner voice because I think a lot of people forget. They forget when they meditate. They forget every day, because they go to work or pick up the kids or buy groceries or doctor's appointments and, you know, you name it. We have it going on in our lives. But we forget to listen to that inner voice. And that inner voice is very significant and very important for each individual. So take some time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sit down, throw yourself into a meditative state. You know, visualize your happy place. That's what I always tell people. When you meditate, visualize your happy place. If you could be anywhere on the face of the planet, where would it be? Where would it be? What would it look like? What spot would make you happy? England, Ireland, China, France, your bedroom, your backyard, the cabin up north. Where is your happy place? Visualize that. Put yourself in that place. Feel that air and that wind and that sun. If you're indoors, what does the floor feel like, the carpet? Can you smell anything? Put yourself in that place and relax. Enjoy that place that is yours. Only you control it. Nobody has access to that place but you. And once you're in there, tell your guides, tell spirit, tell your inner voice, I am here. I am open. I am ready to listen because I know you have my best intent, my best purpose, you know, my best path. You're going to lead me down the right way, and I need that guidance. So point me, help me, inspire me, encourage me, and you will hear your answers. It may not be by voice. You may see something. You may smell something. You may sense something because we humans pick up with the five senses. That's what we're naturally accustomed to. But either way, you will pick up on something. You will feel that guidance. And your inner voice will continue to inspire you. The last thing I wanted to talk about this month is moon phases. Yes, I am teaching that upcoming class, but I wanted to talk a little bit about each moon phase because most people don't really understand them. So it usually takes about 28 days for a moon phase. For a full cycle of the moon. The word month is actually derived from moon or and lunar because we go through a whole entire moon cycle within a month. So during that moon cycle, we have our new moon, our waxing moon, our full moon, and our waning moon. Now, I know everybody's thinking, well, you got the first quarter and the last quarter. Yes, that's in there. And that's like when the waxing crescent, when it's growing, then you see that half moon, that half a moon in the sky. Yes, that's your first quarter. Or when you see that waning moon and it's shrinking from that full down into that half again, that's the last quarter. But I'm not really concerned about the quarters. I'm more concerned about when you don't see it in the sky, when you do see it in the sky, when it's growing and when it's shrinking. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about what those phases of the moon can do for you. What type of magic or manifestation should you be doing around those times of the month? Well, we're in the full moon. Today is the full moon, and I'm actually so excited my show landed on the full moon. I didn't even realize that until I got up this morning. I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool when I'm talking about moon phases. So tonight's the full moon. What type of manifestation should you be doing this evening? This is the perfect time for rituals when it comes to divination or prophecy. If you have a tarot deck, an oracle deck, a crystal ball, rune set, pendulum, any of those things, and you would like to do divination for yourself, you would like to have some answers, tonight would be the perfect time. Always getting a reading underneath a full moon. It's a great time for that, too. You can also do anything for protection right now. If you want to use any stones and you want to kind of amplify them for their protection traits, now would be a great time. It's a great time for any work that needs extra power. So say you did a manifestation a couple weeks ago for a job. And you're not feeling it. You're not feeling that job. You haven't gotten it yet. You're not getting these calls. Today or tonight would be a great time to boost up that energy work. Add a little extra something to that spell or go back and do it again. You're adding a significant amount of extra power and energy to help it manifest a lot faster. It's a great time for healings. Or healing energy, you can go outside, and I'm sure, I hope that everybody has great weather today. I know we're supposed to get to about, like, maybe early 70s here, like, you know, like 71, 72. But this evening, go outside and sit underneath that moon if you have a few moments. or just stand underneath it. Absorb that energy into your skin. It is healing. It is purifying. It is cleansing. It will give you a whole new vibration, a whole new outlook, and you will feel very, very full of light and love. It will recharge you. It is also one of the greatest times of the month to recharge and bless. What do I mean by that? If you have any jewelry that you love to wear, say it's your favorite pendant, take it off, put it underneath the full moon. It'll cleanse it of any negative vibrations it's picked up on. It'll recharge it. It'll make that energy and that pendant feel beautiful. If you have any stones, put them underneath the full moon. Any objects, some people like to put their, if they do rituals or spell work, they like to put their objects underneath the full moon to kind of cleanse them and have a positive vibration. I'm really considering putting my cat underneath the full moon today. Me and my husband just got a kitten about 2 weeks ago, and she's still pretty little, and she's actually watching me do this radio show right now while she's running around, and I think I might put her underneath the full moon tonight, just to see if it mellows her out a little bit, but I highly doubt it. She's so young and cute that she's running around having some fun, but moving on. You can put any of your objects underneath the full moon to kind of get that recharge. So tonight is a great night for a lot of different things. Now, after the full moon, which we usually have about a 3 to 4 day period where each moon phase lasts. So yesterday you could have worked with that full moon yesterday energy. Today you can work with it. Tomorrow you can work with it. And then after that, you really don't want to work with that, that full moon energy. It's kind of dissipated. So then you're going to be going into the waning moon. And waning means lowering, less. So working with that waning moon, that moon's going to get smaller and smaller. You're going to see it to start to shrink. And while it's doing this, this is a great time for starting to work on manifestations to get rid of stuff, to clear, to cleanse. This is a great time to get rid of those bad habits, addictions, banishings. Some people like to do invisibility work around this time. I don't want my boss to bother me anymore. I want to be invisible. It's a great time to clear out health issues. Why? Because we want to get rid of health issues. We don't want to keep them. You can start these manifestations and spells and build them up to the new moon. So you can actually start, let's say today's Tuesday, Wednesday. So about Thursday or Friday, you can actually put a spell out there or a manifestation to banish something. Say you've been having allergies for the last month like I have. And you want them gone. They're driving you nuts. So you put some energy out there to get rid of these allergies. You can continue to work on that energy all the way down to the new moon. And the new moon, you can kind of like use that new moon energy to buff, kind of power or ramp it up a little bit and then just let it go and let the universe take care of the rest. But the waning moon is a great time for banishing. I always say when you think of the moon growing less and less and less, it's clearing it out. It's getting rid of it. Now, once we get down to the waning moon, we're going to get to the new moon. And the new moon has a lot of mixed messages around it. Some believe that the new moon is a resting period. The universe takes on so many manifestations and so many different spells during the month that the new moon is actually a time of rest for the universe. It's like, okay, we've collected all the mail, now let us have a little bit of a break to open it up and actually respond. So some people believe you don't do anything around the new moon. You just kind of let everything kind of go into fruition. Others believe that it's a time to do magic for new ventures, new beginnings. You can still banish things. You can rid yourself of stuff. And it's also a great time to bring justice or balance. Now, why balance or justice? Because we're looking at more of like a karmic balance or justice. So that combination is kind of there. Now, my personal opinion, I don't do magic or manifestation around the new moon. I just don't. I think that the universe needs a break. I think it's like, it kind of reminds me of Santa Claus. He gets all of these notices around Christmas. Like the day after Christmas, it's vacation time before you have to start all over again. So I think that universe deserves a little bit of a break too, and I try to give it to them around the new moon. Once the new moon's gone, we're going to get that waxing moon, and that waxing moon is that little crescent that keeps growing and growing and growing until it gets full. This is a time for growth, bringing things to you over a period of time. Love, success, wealth, courage, luck. This is a time of manifestation. It's like planting a seed and allowing it to grow. So I want a new relationship in my life. And I want a specific new relationship. I want a good relationship in my life. I'm going to plant this seed or this manifestation in that waxing moon and say, look, over a period of time, bring me that right energy. Bring me that right mate. That mate I'm looking for. And make sure you're specific, ladies or gentlemen, because you don't want to say, I want somebody who's tall, handsome, dark-haired, dark-eyed, and has a job. But he's still married with 3 kids, and on the weekends, all he does is golf. Like, you have to be specific. As specific as you can get when you're manifesting love. But let's say you want to manifest that job. That perfect job. Make sure you're just as equally specific, but you can plant that seed for something to come into fruition. You know it's not going to happen overnight. We're going to continue to boost that energy and raise that vibration to acquire it. So the moon phases can do a lot for you, and you don't just have to work with the full moon. That's one of the reasons why I want to teach this class. I've actually taught it before, but I'm excited to teach it again. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of talk about the moon phases on here today and mention about them. And this is just one of the things I'll be teaching in my class. You got a little bit of a taste of one of the topics that we'll be talking about in the class, but there's so much more I'll be teaching that evening as well. But at the end of the day, now you kind of have a little bit of an idea of what you can do during each one of these phases. And a lot of people are like, okay, now that I know what these phases can do for me, what do I do? Well, write your manifestations on a piece of paper. Some people like to burn them. Sometimes people like to just keep them. Sometimes people will soak those manifestations in water. Burn a candle. Moon energy is usually white. Some people will do black, I must admit, and that's okay. Silver, gold, purple. I love using purple or blue around the moon energy. To me, that blue is that moon. That's the way it feels to me. So use candles and tell the candles what your manifestations are. Some people will use herbs. Use night herbs such as jasmine, lavender, things along those lines. Moon herbs that bloom better in the nighttime or in the shade as opposed to the light. Use those herbs to work with manifestations. Crystals are great. Perfect crystal, moonstone. Moonstone is great and wonderful for working with any lunar energy. A lot of people always forget that one. And I don't understand why, but they do. Moonstone is perfect. Just like if you want to work with the solar energy for this month and you're looking at June going, oh my gosh, you know, I want to work with that solar energy. I want that positive vibration. I want to be filled with light. What stone should I work with, Courtney? Sunstone. So your sunstone for the solar energy and the moonstone for your lunar. So you can work with crystals. Some people like to use quartzes around the lunar energy, and that's perfectly okay too. Whatever calls to you or feels right. Always work with whatever calls to you and feels right. So today's the full moon. Have fun. Take some time to kind of feel it and enjoy it. And you don't have to do manifestations during each one of these periods, and you don't have to do manifestations every single month. If you don't have anything that you would like to manifest, that's perfectly okay. Just thank the moon energy for being there and take some time to fill yourself up. Allow it to soak into you and fill you up and just keep you moving forward. Keep you positive. Keep you radiant. Keep you going. There's nothing wrong with that, too. And always be thankful for the blessings. That solar energy in pagan culture represents the god, and the lunar in pagan culture represents the goddess or the feminine. And that feminine energy, I know there might be some males listening out there. There's nothing wrong with absorbing that energy. It's like receiving love from the mother. Just like, you know, talking to the son is like receiving love from the father. Both are there to help work with you and guide you and inspire you along your path. So before I end the show, because we're getting down to like the last few minutes here, I just want to give out my information. My website should be up pretty soon. I know that there's one up right now. I'm actually having it completely redesigned. It should be up within the next 2 weeks, hopefully. But you can visit my current one. It's divinetemperance.com. At least for my contact information, you can go on there. And I do believe my reading prices are on there, but just know it's under construction. If you would like to contact me on Facebook, my Facebook is Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield. I post pictures of all of my products on there, classes, radio shows, upcoming deals, everything's on there. So you can definitely check that out. I'm also on Tumblr under Divine Temperance. So you can go on Tumblr to listen to all of my radio shows and archive, and you can also go on there to read all of my articles that have been published. And I'm also on Twitter as well. So there's a lot of different ways you can access me. If you would like to email me personally, my email is moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. Once again, that's moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. And my phone number is 313-516-8210. And even if you just want to leave me a message on how you liked the show, any questions or comments, you can go on any of my pages or email me. If you had a question about today's show or a subject, feel free to email me or text message me if you'd like to book a session. I don't take callers on the show. I don't, for two reasons. A, I don't have a screen caller. I am my own screen caller. And B, because I don't do psychic readings at my show. I don't do psychic readings at my show at all, mostly because I feel like this is a time for me to teach and inspire and encourage other people. I do take private appointments all through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and most Saturdays from 10 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. at night. If you need a schedule an appointment on the other day, I'm sometimes very flexible about that, so you're more than welcome to give me a call. I do phone readings. My prices don't vary for a phone reading, so if you would like a phone reading and you don't want to come in, you're more than welcome to do so, and I don't charge extra for that. Like I said, feel free to contact me. I love to hear from new people. Even if, like I said, it's a question about today's show, or you're kind of curious about something I talked about and you'd like a little bit more further information, then feel free to get a hold of me. I don't charge you to ask questions. Not like that. My goal is to help you all out there that are listening. So, if you want to know a little bit more about what could help with the full moon, then just feel free to get a hold of me and I will get all back to you as soon as possible. I want to wish everyone a happy June. Summer is on the way, guys. Get out there and enjoy that energy. And if you're like me, take an Allegra before you go. enjoy, travel, get outdoors, have some fun. Really absorb this time of the year and this energy. It's perfect for really filling you up with, like I said, that light and love. And take some time to listen to that inner voice and yourself. Know that you are your biggest encouragement. You are your biggest sense of passion. You carry your own self-esteem and your own confidence. It's great to be impacted by others and learn from others. We all learn from outside of ourselves, but we need to learn for ourselves too. And enjoy that full moon energy tonight. You know, work with it. Ask for those manifestations. And just remember, if you are in a little bit of a rut right now or you're dealing with some extreme situations, those black stones, your jet, black obsidian, black tourmaline, onyx, smoky, hematite, all of those types of things can help you kind of clear that energy out. And know that Mercury retrograde is not going to last much longer. Once this full moon's energy is kind of dissipated, we will actually feel that adjustment again and things will kind of quiet down. So enjoy the rest of your month. I hope you guys all stay tuned for this afternoon's show, Body, Mind, Spirit News, where you will be listening live with myself and Penny Golden as we talk about the June issue of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, spiritual topics, upcoming events, everything that's kind of local to the area, and also some things that maybe aren't so local. We will also be having a special guest on this afternoon, Philip Lowe, who's going to be talking about an event that he's actually going to be doing at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So that show will be live at 1 p.m. this afternoon. I hope that you listen, and if you are an avid reader of the guide, or even if you just listen to our radio shows, feel free to call in and let us know what you think. We want to hear from you. What would make these shows better? What are you looking to hear from? What kind of topics would you be inspired by? If you read the guide, what are you looking for? What do you love? We want to hear from you. You guys are what keeps us going, and we love all of you. So stay tuned this afternoon for that. I want to wish everyone a happy June. Enjoy the month. And once again, lastly, if you'd like to get a hold of me, please give me a call at 313-516-8210. Email me at moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. If you'd like to read my inner voice article for the month of June, please go to bodymindspiritguide.com or pick up a guide from the local area. Or if you'd like to listen to any and all of my radio shows, please visit Divine Temperance, Tumblr.com, at Tumblr.com. Or you can go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and listen to all my shows and archive as well. Have a great month. I hope to hear from you, and God bless.